This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you decent podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon.
Yes, sir. This is Ali Muhammad, the voice of your choice.
Ah, shit. That's what's going on, man. How you been, man?
Wait a minute. Not about how I've been. How the fuck you been?
I've been good, man. I've been away.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been away. Went out, lost my voice a bit. You know, I'm coming back with the horse.
You know what I'm saying? You out there making money, man.
Yeah, I'm out here trying to get to it, man.
But tell what happened in this season what? What is this? Season three?
Season three. We had the middle of shoot season three. We're going back next week. Shoot some more apps. It was good. We having some good times, man. We getting some big guests on there, some fun, some of the favorites on there. We did a few new things on there. I definitely got sick, lost my voice, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit of a flu game situation out there.
Okay,
you know
Jordan.
What I mean? Yeah, we out here working, man. It's been good, you know. Shit. Since last time, nigga done turned 40. You know what I mean? I'm all in. I'm public okay. With the 42, nigga.
Nigga, why wouldn't you be?
You know, fuck it. You know, niggas be hiding their age.
Real niggas ain't don't need to hide.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I seen the thing where Dame Dash said.
What you say?
Why would you invest in being young when you're going to be older, longer than you being young? You might as well invest in being old.
That's true. You know what I'm That's true.
And settle in it, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Embrace it.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
What's up, man? How you, what's up?
No.
All right, come on, talk to me. Yo, first of all, let me just, before we get into whatever you about to get into, I just want to, you know, shout out you, salute you, because you've been holding it down over
man,
here.
Man, that's, you know, we've been doing this how many? 170, 80 episodes.
You done hit some shit. You done had some great episodes. That Chris Latimer joint was bananas.
Oh, man. And the thing about, a lot of people hit me up about that one. Mm-hmm. The thing about that show is we didn't even get to the real good shit.
I had to come back.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's definitely a part two in store because we didn't even get to, he threw the party that Biggie was at. Biggie and Puff was at the night Big got shot.
Oh.
It was his party with Vibe.
Okay, because I thought.
It was a Vibe, you know what I'm saying, okay. Branded event, but it was a Chris Latimer party.
Wow, so we didn't even get to talk about that. He didn't, you know, and then the funny shit, I hit you on the text because when he talked about that whole Cancun thing, that Cancun All-Star Fiesta with Nelly at the fucking bullfight, I was there.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my first time ever out the country.
Oh,
ever.
Wow.
It was Mexico.
So as a attendee.
Yes.
What was it like?
That shit was amazing. That shit was amazing. To this day, that might have been one of the hottest weekends I'd ever been to. It was lit, it was crazy. It was jam-packed programming. You never had no time to be like, I mean, it was downtime, you could pick your spots, but it was never nothing to do. Right. You know what I'm saying? And everything, it was just fun, it was chill, booze, cruising, you know, it was a lot of, you know, again, it's my first time out the country, first time doing one of these things. So it was a lot of overindulgence. It was a lot of heavy hangovers. You know what I mean?
Who'd you go out there with?
My man Kev. Shout out to my man Kev, Kev MD. We went out there. It was funny because Kev is a renegade ass motherfucker. That's my guy. But I don't know if I'm using renegade in the right way, but I mean, like, Kev, one of them cats, if we gonna get it done, we gonna get it done. But sometimes, like, we was just like, we need to just be there. We just gotta go.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, bet. So where we gonna stay? He was like, nah, we just gonna figure that shit out before when we get there. And I was like, I don't know about that. And I think the voice of reason kinda worked out. I think we did get a spot because when we got down there, it was nothing on the ground. We would have been all the way assed out.
Homeless and Cancun.
Homeless and Cancun. It would have been the worst thing. But shit was crazy, but I got, Outkast was out there. I got a dope photo of Outkast. I've been meaning to put up on a throwback Thursday. Mm-hmm. It was. I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy. I had Love out there, Talent, the FUBU cats. You know what I mean? Who I had found out in the party that I was related to one of them. You know, by marriage. Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm related to them by marriage anymore. But at that point, shout out to, you know what I mean?
You on the Shark Tank?
No. Shout out to Carl. Carl cat. Cool cat though. But shit was dope, man. It felt like an event. And, you know, I had been doing events in college up until that point, and then later on, I'd, you know, do events professionally. But it was one of those, you was impressed. Like, damn, okay, they killed this. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the whole African-American College Alliance thing that he, you know, that shit was everywhere. He's a legend. And then the next week with Dana Vincent.
Right. Shout out to Dana Vincent.
That was great too. That was a good talk.
Shout out to Felicia for setting that up. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I was gonna bring Felicia back.
Another former guest.
You know what I'm saying? But she couldn't do it, so she was like, you know, I got somebody. She never did this before, but you know, she down. So, you know, I didn't know nothing. You know what I mean? We just came in here and kicked it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it turned out cool, man.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was very, it was interesting. It was interesting to hear you, to have a conversation with somebody you didn't know at all.
Right.
And it was funny moments.
Hey, man, it turned out good, man. Yeah. It was a great spiritual moment.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, man.
But you know what I'm saying? We here.
Mm-hmm.
And you here.
We back. I'm in the conversation.
You are in the conversation.
In the conversation.
Speaking of celebration.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You had a big celebration.
I had the 4-0.
Your lady put together a surprise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was out on the west and in the LA town.
Uh-huh.
And she was putting it together. And I was like, yeah, I ain't gonna miss that. Wow. It was like what, 20 people? 22 people.
Yeah,
22 people
nice.
at a private
Yeah.
Situation, I mean, a super up yeah, scenario.
Tell us
about the upness, man.
Ah, shit. It was up and down because it was at the 21 Club, and they got a wine cellar way downstairs. You know, first of all, the 21 Club was really fly. We walk in the door, I didn't really know what to expect. You know what I mean? I know my lady could you know. She could bring the people out. So I was like, oh, we'll see what's this.
Right.
You know, and then one of the guys, as I'm walking up, the guy's like, they all over there to see you. I said, oh, shit, what's going on? And it was a convergence.
He bought blew the holes.
Kind of blew it up, but it was a convergence of great people from my past. You know what I'm saying? It was a this is your life moment. A lot of friends and family in the building.
No doubt.
22 good faces. And we kicked it and we chilled and you know what I mean? And had a couple drinks or whatever up top. And then next thing you know, they were like, hey, come with us. So we walked through a dining room. Then we walked through the kitchen on some Ray Liotta Goodfellas shit. You know, that was a great moment. Then we go down some steps into like a wine cellar. And I'm like, all right, well, this is kind of cool because they're going to show us the wine. Mm-hmm. And my man, I think his name was Nick. Nick is telling us the story of the 21 Club. And I was like, yo, this is like a little speakeasy vibe.
Right.
If you take this little thin rod and you just slip it into this little ambiguous hole.
4-foot wall.
Right. This thick ass 2-ton wall. There'll be a click, clack, clank. And if you push that shit, you push through it. There's a big ass hole in the wall and you go from one address to the next address. You go from 21 over 19 to 17. Next thing you know, we go in there. You really crawl through a big ass hole in the wall, big wall, and there's a beautiful fucking long table. Shit look crazy with goblets on there and
goblets upon goblets,
goblets upon goblets, and drink on drink on drink.
I mean, glasses for every kind of drink.
Yeah.
Just sitting in front of you.
And it was a great moment. Just below New York City, but it was up in a motherfucker. Yeah,
it was all the way up. All the way up.
It was a great moment, man.
Were you surprised?
I was surprised somewhat. My lady kind of got a little, it wasn't an all the way caper. You know what I mean? Because there was a bit of a fumble.
A little slip up.
I'm like, uh-oh, I see something's coming. But again, I didn't want to know what was coming. So I was surprised by who was there, what it was, like the moment. It was a whole lot. And again, like I was still recovering from, you know, being sick. So I barely had my voice and shit. But it was a great time, man.
It seemed like you, you know what I'm saying? You was a little stuck.
I was overwhelmed. It hit me. My lady told me, and it's actually somebody else that told me. He said, "Said sometimes you just gotta open up and accept the love."
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, cause I don't know if you ever get like this, but when people showing you love, I'm good to like deflect it.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? I see you out here, boy. I'm just doing my job. You know, it is what it is. You know, one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when people want to, you know, express how they feel, you just embrace it because you worked it. Because, you know what I mean? If mm-hmm. you know, shit. And hopefully it's reciprocal. Hopefully you make people feel a way. And it was like, it was great people in the room. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that was there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We had great friends and that fly-ins.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, some Nikki fly-ins. P. Nikki P in the building. You know what I'm saying? You had, you know, my man came over from Philly.
Yeah, and my people's
West
from Philly.
West Man Child in the
had
building.
My Ocelot Squadron. I had my family. I had my sister, my brother-in-law. I had
Bev, Mimi,
Alana, Rick. Esteban, you know, I had a lot of my, I had some people in there. It was good. My cousin Sekou. Shout out to Sekou. He listened. He's a listener to the conversation.
No doubt. So, yeah, I mean, just to paint this picture, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This club is a, you know, super exclusive type of place where you got to dress up and wear a coat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's pretty white than a motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we came in just on the wait tip.
Right.
And it was like a disruption of the groove.
Really?
I mean, it was one of them situations where like, okay, what's going on? Even when you came in, it was like, who the fuck is he?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, explain this to me.
Like, because we was loud.
Right. Keep going.
No, they were, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's one of them type of places where it's hushed tones.
Right. And we brought a lot of energy.
And then, you know, we came in with that.
Colorful voices.
They were like, who the fuck is this motherfucker? Mm. And then we swooped on past through the kitchen and, you know what I'm saying, disappeared on them.
Right.
And, you know, it was 5-course dinner?
Something like that. 5-course dinner. A lot of
caviar and, caviar, you know what I'm saying? And little eggs that was, you know, I don't know what kind of eggs.
I ain't never seen that either. That was crazy.
It was like some little bitty eggs. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what bird we stole these eggs from? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it was 5 courses, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was a drink that paired with every course.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then the after drink, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And a dessert.
Yeah.
And then a motherfucking bread cake, which not made out of bread, not a pound cake, but a cake made out of motherfucking Air Jordan 1 bread.
Yeah, the black and red.
The black and red.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was nice.
And then that shit went from all that fly shit to Bodak Yellow.
Getting blasted.
That
shit was a moment.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They, you know, they told us about all of the presidents and ambassadors and all the people that ate at that place.
Right.
And all I was thinking was, man, I wonder if in the future we'll be sneaking into a trap house.
Right.
Talking about the history. See, old Pookie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Was selling the mad dope up in this motherfucker.
You know, Meech used to have a bar right over there.
You know what I'm saying?
Lil Meech, though.
This was a little escape route right here, and this is where we having dinner in the little escape route.
It definitely made me realize, not that I didn't realize it already, but just how grimy New York City is, how much of an underworld. Some of them stories they told,
Right.
It's crazy. It was a den of iniquity, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's celebrated in flyingness.
That shit was fly. That shit was great. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so
she killed it.
That was some good shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Congratulations,
Thank you.
You know.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. 4-0. Thank you for coming out.
OG status.
Yeah. Officially there now. The older nigga. Older guy.
The old nigga in the club.
Yeah. 40. Ooh. Oh,
you know
shit. How you been, man? What's going on? So you was in L.A. I seen you. You was on the Insecure block, but you knew you had some block.
I had a hood
history.
Sherpa. I had a hood Sherpa.
Yeah, an informed one.
You know what I'm saying? I was out there. You know what I'm saying? We were on the it was my last day on the tour for Bombay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The rest of the team kept it going to New Orleans, but I stayed and shot. I'm shooting a documentary with Damani, the rapper, Damani from Inglewood, and So we've been shooting this, I guess, since about last year. You know what I'm saying? Right. We got a lot of people in it. We got Paul Pierce and Tyronn Lue and a couple other NBA cats, and you know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of Inglewood All-Stars, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, Snoop Dogg, he was signed to Snoop. So we got a lot of good people in it, but I needed to get the Inglewood side of the story,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So we took it from Inglewood to South Africa, but I got South Africa footage, but I need to get the Inglewood footage. So I didn't go to South Africa.
Oh, I had a team.
Like, it was like, nah, we, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm going for 2 months. I'm like, nigga, I can't go to South Africa for 2 months.
That's a commitment.
Nigga, I would be motherfucking single, homeless, and out of business.
A wrap.
Fucking round.
It was over.
So, nah, we had some people down there shooting, so I just gathered up all the footage. But, so, you know, that day that we put that on the Instagram, he was showing me the different blocks that he lived on. And the main block where he lived was on the same block, right on the same block as Rogers Park, which is a famous park. A lot of ball players came up out of there. But from the building where he lived, the Dunes from Insecure, where Issa Rae and Lawrence lived,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Was on that block,
right?
So he was telling me the history of the Dunes, like, you know, when we was coming up, man. Dunes was like the Carter from New Jack City. So it was like, it was totally cracked out. He was like Crackhead Terry. You know what I'm saying? He had personal crackhead names.
Right.
And he was like, you know, as a kid, you would cross the street and run past there to get to the park.
Damn.
Because that's how fucked up it was.
That's crazy.
And then, you know, as they show it on Insecure, it's, you know, they raising the rent and they gentrified it.
Right.
I mean, it don't look as gentrified as they make it on the TV, but hey, you know what I'm saying? It looks like it's going in that direction.
It don't look as gentrified in real life.
Nah, not really. I mean, well, I guess because I had a hood Sherpa that was pointing out different hood shit that was going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
he was seeing shit the naked eye might not see.
Because like we hit another block where he grew up, like one of the first places he grew up. And we hit one block, you know what I'm saying? It was a group of cats sitting on the porch, about four cats, you know what I'm saying? You know, we strolling through, riding slow, you know what I'm saying? So they on point, they head on the swivel, like, what the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is these niggas with the tents? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Ride through, you know what I mean? So we hit the other corner and we're sitting in front of the building where he grew up.
Uh-huh.
One of the buildings where he lived growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And he seen it. I didn't even see shit, motherfucker. One of them little homies from around the way. We had entered into Crenshaw Mafia territory.
Ooh.
And so you know, one of the little homies rode. You know, he didn't get all the way up on the car, but he was coming out the gate with a strap. And he was like, what did this nigga got a gun? I should call one of the big homies, man. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, all of the hood politics that go on that, you know, as a normal, you know what I'm saying, not initiated as motherfucker.
Not affiliated,
not, you know what I'm saying, interested, not educated.
Right.
You don't even see none of that. I would have, man, what, huh?
See, and that's what a good Sherpa provides.
Yeah, a good Sherpa, you know what I'm saying, how your head on the swivel.
Hell yeah. So he put the call in and it was all great.
No, we ain't had to put the call in. We just rolled on. We weren't trying to do nothing over there, so we just kept it moving.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying, he explained what the next steps could have been, you know what I'm saying? If, you know what I'm saying, he's like, I'm not even in this shit like this. No.
Right.
So, but in that environment, the next step, at somebody of his stature who been around the hood that's from there, call the OG, who the fuck is this young hopper over, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Da, 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 you know what I mean? And then, you know, it was all other, you know what I'm saying, ways to settle it if you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You could ask for a square one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A square one
was
is.
Was that a
know,
fair one?
A fair one. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Ask for a fair one.
Okay. I like a square one in a square circle.
I think I might have made that up. Oh, okay. I think it's a fair one for real.
You might have some new slang trending.
I think I might have made that up, but it was, you asked for a fair one and y'all could knock it up. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, of course, as a grown motherfucker, you ain't, you know, just keep it moving.
Hey, let's get the fuck out of here.
Keep it moving.
Let your ego go.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we rolled on through, you know what I'm saying? We hit a couple of hood, we hit a good Mexican spot that was crazy with the chimichangas.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
You gotta let me know about that because next time I go.
Yeah, I get it to you. You know how you eat a meal and when you finish, it's like, damn, I wish I just had two more bites of this shit.
It was that.
Yeah. The two more bites, boy, I would have been good. Even though you already full.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
what was so good? What is a chimichanga?
Chimichanga is basically a fried burrito.
Okay. Right. That's what I figured.
Burrito fried. You know what I'm saying? And I've had them here.
They're smaller, though. They're not as big as a burrito. This was rare.
Even the ones at the spot that was over on in New York, over by Vibe.
Cafe Habana?
No. This little Mexican spot we used to order from. That's the first place I had chimichangas.
Okay. The one on 3rd Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was good, you know what I'm saying? It was good. Like you know what I'm saying? It was something, but this one, it was like the crust. Mm-hmm. I guess, you know, the wrap part was so flaky and you know what I'm saying, delicate and
special.
You know what I'm saying? Just had that bready, that, you know, like tastes like pie crust.
Yeah.
That pie crust taste.
You
know,
you gotta see how his cat moving his body. You could tell that chimichanga really touched his life.
That shit was on point. That's official. You know what I'm saying?
I'ma keep it 100 with you, man. I think I've said this before. I was introduced to Mexican food, you know, the wrong way. I was introduced to Americanized old El Paso ass, you know, Mexican food. Shit out the box. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I liked it, but it wasn't authentic.
Right.
So when I got some real deal authentic Mexican, it was almost too much. It was almost too concentrated. It was too real.
Right.
And it's still a bit of a learning curve as it relates to that. I don't like a whole lot of cilantro and radishes because I never had that. I appreciate it. I sign off on it, but, you know.
See, you a foodie, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm just an average eater.
I just eat
to survive. Mm. Eat not to die.
Okay, we eating fried chimichanga.
Well, I mean, we all gonna die.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm eating not to starve to death.
I can dig it.
You know what I'm saying? So, nah, that shit was on point, man. Then we hit this other spot where they had this shit called jackfruit.
I heard of that. That's like the crack it open and it's the, it looked like an apple, but it's some shit going on inside of it.
It's like a superfood. You know
what I mean?
I've heard of it. It's supposed to be super good for you. You know what I'm saying? You know,
it's super expensive.
It kind of tastes like meat. Nah, it wasn't that expensive. The place we went to, interesting, man, because it was a place, it's like in a donut shop. I guess the lady who runs it rents the kitchen from a donut shop. So I guess the donut shop don't use the kitchen. So she used the kitchen to make these healthy meals, and jackfruit is part of her thing, and it's kind of famous amongst the, you know, the natural foodies, you know what I'm saying? So we heard about it from some other motherfuckers who was conscious, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they put us on. It's like, you know, you get there, you ain't going to really know. It's like, you go. It's in a donut shop.
Right.
Like, you see a donut shop.
Right.
And then they hustling in this goddamn spot. Because it's a donut shop, but they sell lotto tickets, right? Mm. And they got the marketing shit where they got supposedly all of the winning lotto tickets that they've sold, like all the scratch-offs, all the winners.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With the number of how much won. All that's the wallpaper. So it's like 100 here and 200 here.
It's lucky.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, so you got a motherfucking donut shop full of motherfuckers just scratching off, and like that's their job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like a lotto den, a donut shop, and then a healthy jackfruit cooking lady named Angela.
That's a whole lot of different waves.
A lot of waves in one spot. So that's dope. So, you know, hey, man, it was a good time, huh?
I went out to L.A. just recently with my lady. That was our first time ever going out there, and she pointed out, I never really thought about it, but to that point, L.A. has a shit ton of donut shops. If you look around, like, it's donut spots on donut spots all over. That's almost like some L.A. shit.
Right, it is.
Even with Snoop dancing on Randy's Donuts.
Right.
That might be a big thing of L.A. culture. I never really think
donuts.
A good donut.
You know what I'm saying?
While we was in there,
it was like the stereotypical shit of all stereotypical shits. A police was in there.
Of course.
Ordering. My man was about to take a picture of him, but then this lady kind of, she was real big. She stepped right in the way to keep the karma good.
Hilarious. Oh, she knew what was going on.
No, she didn't know. She just, you know what I'm saying? God placed her
in the right position.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't antagonize the beast.
Right, please. That's the last thing you want to go without.
You know what I'm saying? The man is feeding. Leave him alone.
Right. The man is feeding. The man is feeding. Oh, shit, man.
Yeah. So that was cool, man.
So what's going on, man? What's up? Good. What's up with you? How you been?
I've been really good, man. You know, finished with these tours, so I'm in town. You know what I'm saying, to the holidays. So I'm just getting back connected with, you know, the crib.
Right.
You know what I'm saying. Shot on a web series today with a director named Tony Ty.
Okay.
So, you know, that was pretty creative. It was funny, you know what I'm saying? Robert Glasper was like a cameo.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
He's so funny too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
it was
got
fun.
Sense of humor.
I don't even think I ever seen him.
Okay.
I didn't know what he looked like.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you know I can see that.
Cause you know, I did a lot of work with Gregory Porter, so those names always flow in the same kind of circles. Right. But I actually never seen him.
Yeah.
So when he showed up, I'm like, oh, that's okay. He cool motherfucker.
Yeah. I seen. The only reason I know he's funny is because I just saw they did a show with Erykah Badu, Erykah Badu, The Roots, Bilal, whatever, and it was like on Erykah Badu's social media that like just promoting the show.
Uh-huh.
And he just said some funny shit to promote the show. Like, right. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this, because you know, I don't know much about him outside of him being one of the new Jasmine.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's the new wave, Greg, you know,
right.
Kamasi, all of them type of people that are, you hear their names, but you might not be able to identify them because they're not in your face like, you know, a rapper.
Right.
But speaking of which, your man Gregory Porter dropped a new album.
Yeah, he dropped that Nat King Cole and Me, which, you know, from knowing him, like his first wave was he wrote a play about Nat King Cole and he played him. So Nat King Cole is like a very, you know what I'm saying, spirit influential. Yeah, that's his spirit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's very influential. So I'm sure that this was probably, I can't speak for him, but I'm sure this was probably like a dream project.
Right.
That, you know, after you get some bread, you done did, you done made some good albums and sold, you know, a couple platinum records. And, and you're like, shit, I want to do this. I'm going to do it.
Right. So it's a passion project.
Yeah. And he put it out. It was number one on the jazz records, you know what I'm saying? The day he put it out. So, you know, man, he doing his fucking thing. His fucking golden voice. Yeah. Gregory Porter.
That's what they call him, the golden voice?
Nah, I mean, he does, though. Like, I really...
That means so, because you're the voice of your choice.
No doubt.
That's voice to voice.
Related. Uh-huh. In voice-ship.
Okay.
Nah, but I don't know too much about vocalism. You know, I grew up a rap type of motherfucker.
Right.
So I don't know too much about the art of vocalisms and all that shit. Right. But I do know... You got people who could sing, and you got people who could blow, and you know what I'm saying? People get on stage and be like, ah, you know what I'm saying? Make a big scene.
Right.
But when I was seeing this motherfucker really sing, and then he get up there and he make big ass sound, and he not, it don't even look like he opening his mouth.
Right.
Like, how the fuck are you doing that shit?
It's gifted.
It's like somebody would be really laid out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Doing the most.
Right.
And he just be just chilling, mouth halfway open, belting out the biggest, richest, Bose system ass sound. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Carnegie Hall ass sound.
Yeah. Oh, rich singing ass.
Yeah, just rich in voice.
Yeah, that's dope.
So, you know, and then, you know, I've done his EPKs and his marketing shit, so... I've listened to his story, and when you put the story to what's really happening, because it's kind of like his mother was like, you know, before she died, she was like, you know, just make sure you do what God put you here to do, and that's the sing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that shit sound good, and then you get in the world, and you be broke as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Then you go get a fucking job, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nobody really does that. That's like a movie shit.
Right.
Make sure you sing, baby. It's
very dramatic.
And then you die, and then you start singing. And so that's exactly what the fuck he did.
That's a lot to put on somebody. Like, you think about it, you know, if you're going to die, you got a couple words. Do you want to task somebody with something to do, or do you want to just say, listen,
do your thing.
Yeah, just live your life however you want to live it. But don't say, listen, you know what you're supposed to do. You better do what you're supposed to do because the Lord is looking.
Right.
And I'm out. And then it's like, shit.
But when you listen to him, that's how he sounds.
Okay.
He sounds like the Lord put him here to do that shit.
God is there.
And shit, not to, you know, really run the man business, but, you know, he did it.
Mm-hmm.
He won with it.
Yeah.
Motherfucker owned his masters.
Right.
And his publishing.
That's it.
He done sold 2 platinum records all over the world and fucking shit, toured 200 some days a year.
Yeah.
Nigga, you made it.
Look at God.
Look at God. Yeah. Won't he do it?
Yeah, he did it.
You know what I'm saying? Won't he do it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when you put all that together, it's kind of like, damn, that shit had to happen like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
I need the rights to the movie.
You had to talk to him, White, you know.
I might get to that. Might not even turn my card no more.
Nah,
I'm just fucking what's happening with you, though?
Man, what's happening with me, man? I've been really, you know, just in the midst of this knockout. That's really everything that's been going on. I got Caroline's. I'm doing a one-night-only show at Caroline's this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Excited about that.
You got new material?
I got some new material. I haven't done an hour in Caroline's. I do, like, you know, I guess it's like a yearly thing.
Uh-huh.
It's always something to come back to New York to do the New York thing. But yeah, I got some shit together, some shit to talk about. Yeah, I'm hype. I got a, you know, I'm doing spots prior to, because, I mean, I was just in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I always want to, you know, when you're away from the stage just for a couple days, you feel like, shit, my back, I got to get back on point. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And, you know, and you get there and you do what you need to do. So I'm excited. I'm excited about, you know, I always have fun at Caroline, so I'm excited about it. It's going to be a good time.
No
and the fuck else is going on, man? I'm trying to think, what have I done recently? I mean, we've just been doing, you know, we've been shooting these shows. That was good.
You read that Andre 3000 shit?
No, where he says Big Boy's a better rapper?
Nah, the GQ joint. I didn't even get to that point.
I just saw, okay, I didn't even know it was no Andre 3000 shit. Is it some shit to read?
It is. It's like a very vulnerable ass interview with GQ.
Well, Dre's always been a vulnerable cat.
Nah, this was a little more vulnerable than,
really?
Than usual. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he talks about, you know what I'm saying? He talks about his, you know, aversion to people and he didn't name the diagnosis
right.
of what he was diagnosed with, but
right.
you know what I'm saying? He said he had it. And he's had it for a minute, and it, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know.
Xenophobia.
Yeah, some type of phobia he got, you
really?
Know what I mean? So he talks about that. He talks about his mother dying and, you know what I'm saying,
right.
his pops dying within 6 months
right.
and why he moved to New York. You know, what was interesting was that he was kind of like, you know, after you got all the money and nobody could really tell you shit,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Who gonna check you?
Right.
And you living in Atlanta.
Right.
Like, what the fuck do you do every day?
You king. Yeah, you could really seclude yourself. So,
right,
he's
like, what the fuck am I doing except the wrong shit? He ain't list the wrong shit, but
right.
you know, you could fill in the blanks.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck could I do other than that?
I like that.
So he just moved to New York.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I'm saying, trying to figure that shit out.
How's it going for him? You get to that part, is he talking
about? Yeah, he's doing his thing. He got the shit with Tree Torn.
Uh-huh.
He got the, right. you know what I'm saying, he's trying to do some Anita Baker shirts or some shit.
Yeah. Did I read this shit? I think
you probably seen it on the gram.
I mean, I seen the photos. Maybe I did read the thing. I don't remember anything about a diagnosis, but I do remember in that one record, that T.I. record, Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Where he go off and he says in the record, you know, he apologizes to Big Boy. He says, sorry, I was weird. You know, like, it was kind of ambiguous. It was kind of like a catch-all. But maybe that was what it was. And it's kind of interesting to hear somebody talk about that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that's some shit. I'll say this for myself. You know, I like to perform. I love, you know, comedy. I love being funny and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really like to be the center of attention. I don't like a whole lot of that. Mm-hmm. I do it for the moment. I jump into it for a book, but I don't think I'm a ham by nature.
Right.
You know, certain people just ham. They come in the room, they take it. You know what I mean? They live for it.
Right.
I'll do it. I'll have fun with it, but I'm cool chilling too. You know what I mean? And it is.
Hate to be on tour with Damien.
Nah, it ain't even.
Hey man, you know what?
Right, but
I'm a chill.
Nigga, we got 15 more dates. No, I'm gonna do the dates. I'm gonna get to the bag. Nah,
but that's Dre.
Yeah, like, Dre.
You know what?
Yeah,
we got a record that has sold 10 million albums.
Yeah, that's great.
We got 100 million in tour money on the table.
Right.
You know what? I ain't doing that.
I can't fuck with that shit. I can't even. Woo, that shit. That nigga looking at his iCal and getting all types of anxiety attacks.
Nigga, big boy, like, nigga, I got bills. I got taxes. I got employees. Nigga, we need to get on this road.
I guess that's the least you can do when you leave all them bags on the table and say, you know what, big boy better than me anyway. Just to help. Just to help, help push help, them tickets.
To help his bag get up.
What do you think about that statement?
What?
Big boy is better than Dre. Because I see people co-signing it. I've seen, like, let's have that conversation.
Well, I mean, they know each other. They know each other from way back.
Right.
I'm sure he has a certain amount of appreciation for what Big Boy brings to the equation, because he probably, you know,
right.
They both had their things that they did.
Right.
And Big Boy probably drove a lot of the energy to get the shits done, and probably drove a lot of the, you know, like the hustle part of it.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
He got that. You
like,
can hear it.
Like, you know, hey, man, let's, you know what I'm saying? Right. You know, he had the studio where he had it stayed popping, you know right. what I'm saying? Kept people in the studio. Mm-hmm. So he probably drove that part of the energy.
Right.
And I could see, you know, where, you know, Dre could sit back and appreciate what he brought to the table in that respect as far as, you know. Right. And but, you know, at the end of the day, the people.
Right. We ain't talking about the people. We talking about you.
The
man.
People trolls, Dre.
You know, but you, who
but
you
for chose? Me, I fucks with Dre. Fucks with Dre. You know what I'm saying? I probably was speaking for myself. I appreciate what Big Boy brings to the right. table. I like the hustle.
Right.
I like the, you know what I'm saying? He bring the boom bap. He bring right. the, you know what I'm saying? He bring the you know, the strippers, the, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, all that shit to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it balanced.
Yeah.
So we don't go too far spooky and wiggy and, right. you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Too far space age.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Keep that shit balanced. But as far as putting them words together in a creative way, as an art form,
right?
He ain't fuck with Dre on that. You know, to me, you know what I'm saying? He's straightforward. He more like, these the words I'm gonna say,
right?
And then I'm gonna say them straight out,
right?
You know what I'm saying? You gonna get them? You gonna understand them as soon as they come out my mouth?
Yeah.
Dre on the other hand, he might throw you a riddle. He might throw you. You gonna hear what he say straight up, but then you gonna listen to it again. Like, damn, look that. Okay, I see what that motherfucker did right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the same argument is Big and Pac to me. You know what I'm saying? Where Pac was just straightforward. He gonna tell you what the fuck he's saying. Right. Straight up.
Okay.
You know, you ain't gonna be no question about what he just said. And Big, he gonna put that shit together so slick that he gonna, you know, he gonna have the crazy rhyme patterns, the multi-syllable rhymes, and then he might have a whole sentence structured in the same type of way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, the next rhyme, you know what I'm saying? Like on Kicking It Though, when he's like, your rain on top was short like leprechauns, talking so tall, thugs, bigs, and Rapadon. Get in and ask quick, fast like Ramadan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the first line, your rain on top was short like leprechauns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he's saying your rain was short as in time.
Mm-hmm.
But he equates it to being short in stature.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like a leprechaun.
Right.
And then in the next line, get in that ass quick, fast like Ramadan.
Right.
He talking about speed.
Right.
But at the same time, he talking about the practice of Ramadan.
Breaking fast. Yeah.
Breaking fast.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if he thought that shit out.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Boy, it just came out naturally.
Right.
But that's a one-to-one,
right.
You know what I'm saying? A equally fucking slick and dynamic line at the same time.
Right, right. So, two double entendres.
Right.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
So, you know, with Big, you might have to think about it. Like with Dre, you might have to think about it.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Who you fight? What you thinking?
I mean, I think they complement each other well. You know what I mean? Like, I think to your point, as weird as Dre could get, as mystical or as, you know, wild with it he could get, Big Boy does keep them grounded. Big Boy does keep that cool shit cooler than a polar bear's toenails.
Oh, like, well,
he got slick, he got some slick lines.
Yeah.
Dre gonna, like, He got the voice too. You know what I mean? He got the, they both are two defined personas that complement each other. Like, it ain't that, they don't really happen always in hip hop. It's very right. rare. I do like Dre more because Dre's gonna give you a little bit more food for thought. Mm-hmm. He gonna be a little bit more introspective. Mm-hmm. Big Boy Cool is a fan. He a cool motherfucker. He might give you a little bit of introspection. I don't think he'll ever go get as vulnerable as Dre. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Dre shit, he has fun with the flow. It be all over the place. It, you know, sometimes it be staccato, sometimes it'll be a riddling, like to your point. Mm-hmm. And then I think what also happened was the scarcity of Dre verses over the last 10 years
right.
make it even more feel like a premium, because he'll might throw you 16 bars.
Right.
You won't hear from this motherfucker for never 7 months.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, Big Boy out here working. He putting out album after album, and them shits is consistent. Mm-hmm. But if I had to pick, I'm gonna pick Dre.
Right.
I think you know, but it's tough to pick.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You actually don't want to have to pick.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you just want them to stay together, and you know what I'm saying? You do your shit, he do his shit, and we gonna all be good.
It's interesting too, God forbid, you know, like, I don't listen to God forbid, I don't even start like that, but like, when Fife passed, right, mm-hmm. you would listen back to like Tribe Called Quest shit, and you know what I mean. Like, you might have had your own picks for who was there.
I know exactly what you know what I mean already.
But when you listen to the shit back, like, yo, Fife had so many one-liners, so many punchlines
right.
that give it the oomph that right. you forget.
It take you there.
Yeah,
it's that balance. Yeah. And see, when you listen back. Mm-hmm. Fife had all the lines you remembered.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, the quotables.
He had all of the quotables. You right. know what I'm saying? He had all the shit that you remembered, which is like, okay.
Right.
Q-Tip was more, you know, intellectual, more, you know what I'm saying, leading the, driving the way.
Right.
Fife was the fun, though.
Yeah.
Fife kept it from being, I right. guess, the same with Big Boy. Right. They kept it from being too serious and too, you know what I'm saying, going too far in one direction.
It's like the soul and the spirit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, Fife was the spirit, Q-Tip was the soul. Like, right. when you know what I mean? And I think it's similar with Outkast.
Right.
Like, that Big Boy got the spirit. Big Boy's going, he's going to drive that shit. We right. going to keep going.
Right.
And Dre going to give you some shit that's going to resonate.
And even, I mean, while we talking that type of dynamic, even Flavor Flav and Public Enemy.
Ooh.
You know
Ooh.
What I'm saying?
Okay.
Nah. Of yeah. course, you ain't saying Flav had no lyrics or whatever. I don't know if he even wrote his lyrics.
Yeah.
But he brought that energy. He brought
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like, Public Enemy without Flavor Flav is a very militant,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, unentertaining
right.
situation.
Like, you know, a book with no pictures.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Your daddy at the house
yeah.
is just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Lecturing.
Right.
Boy,
right.
turn that TV off.
Yeah. You know, you're killing your brain.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Flavor Flav gave you that fun, gave you that, you know what I'm saying? He brought it back to the,
right.
to the, he gave you something the streets could grab onto. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And even on his solo joints, like, say, 911's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Flav wrote that song, man.
Yeah.
That song, he was riding that shit, and that shit came out dope.
Yeah, no, he killed that
you know
shit. I get up, I get down. And the video, because Flav was also, you had to see Flav.
Right.
You, to this day, like, if you know, Flav still got the clock on.
Right.
You know, I mean, that whole Public Enemy shit, that was something. That was a movement. I don't think we've seen anything similar to Public Enemy since. I don't think. Mm. That's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was a lot of different things going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yeah.
Yeah, soldiers with Uzis.
Word.
Professor Griff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You had Harry Allen.
Yeah.
Media assassin. You know what I'm saying? They had a lot of characters. That shit was like a comic book. Like, it was like black superheroes.
Like the Avengers.
You know what I'm saying?
They was self-sufficient. You ain't want to fuck with them.
Right. Nah. You had to let them be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let them motherfucking, hey. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit look like controversy.
That shit look like controversy.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man. what you want to comment on? Is anything going on that you feel like you want to? Because you know, we just having a real life conversation right now. I ain't had the TV on today at all.
It's Halloween. Some people got ramped over downtown in New York.
I heard there's a shooting downtown.
Yeah, shooting. They wasn't confirmed as a shooting as far as I last heard.
Okay.
What I read is it was someone ran onto the sidewalk or drove onto the sidewalk and ran over a bunch of people.
Right. And then they say he jumped out with something that may have been a BB gun or whatever, and then they shot him.
Yeah, I think the shooting was the cops shot him.
Yeah, so the shooting was the man.
We got to stop that shit.
So, you know, that's happening. It's Halloween, you know what I'm saying? The kids out treating and shit. So, right. You know what I'm saying? What's some dope Halloween shit you've seen?
This week? This year?
Yeah, I mean, just on the gram or whatever.
I think everybody seen the one of the two kids do a Smokey and Craig.
Oh, yeah.
I seen that. I thought that was cool. I saw some shit on Instagram with this one woman. She's a makeup artist or whatever. She made like a face. It looked like her face was cut, and she's talking, and then her face just peeled, like the skin peels off and peels off again, and it had all of like the muscle shit. And it looked real. It looked crazy. So I thought that was dope. Beyond, I mean, I seen this before, but I saw the Trump with the with like a immigrant in the box.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've seen that. When I seen one where somebody's on Trump's shoulders and he's smacking Trump up a little bit. But
I seen one where it wasn't even a dope costume. It was just a costume riddle.
Uh-oh.
And it's like you had to be like a Southern person. That's because I saw a lot of people from Miami was posting it. And then so you got the mama. Uh-huh. She had on a shirt that had cotton candy on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You had a baby that was dressed as a Tootsie Roll. Uh-huh. And then you had the dad that had on a Sweet and Low shirt.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the lyrics to the Tootsie Roll song. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cotton candy, sweet and low, let me see your Tootsie Roll.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's kind of slow. That's witty. I like that. I like those type of costumes.
But the best shit that I've seen, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't even a costume. They just took Halloween to another level. This girl I know, Samantha. Mm-hmm. Samantha Alexis. She did, in the spirit of Halloween, they redid the scene from Love and Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
When
Play
For Your Heart.
Right.
So they you know what I'm saying, they did the whole scene, like acted it out, you know what I'm saying, like a full on movie and shit. Right. So I thought that was pretty. I never seen nobody really kind of do a live action
recreation
in the spirit of Halloween instead of just a costume, you know what I'm saying? So they did it and then they put it out on Halloween, which I thought was dope.
Did she like rip his heart out? Like on some Halloween shit? Though?
Nah. It was straight up. You know what I'm saying? They did the whole shit with the music and the.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? But it was based in New York.
Okay. So was it like dead ass, speak facts and all that? Extra amped up New York
shit?
But
it was, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw a rock to your window. You come down the brownstone steps and we're going to play out in a damn playground.
In a crate?
In a who?
Oh, it was a playground.
A playground in the city with the cars driving by and shit, not in the backyard and shit.
You got to send me that. I got to check that out.
Yeah, that was dope. You know what I'm saying? So I post that on Facebook. That was dope.
There's a cat. I think his name is, I think his Instagram name is I Punt Puppies or some shit like that. I think I showed him to you. But he does this thing. I guess he uses green screen where he recreates all of these famous scenes from these movies, and he puts himself in the movie, and the shit be seamless. Like, it's kind of slick. So I didn't see any Halloween shit he did, but it was pretty ill. Like, the most recent thing I seen was, remember that scene from Dead Presidents, where Lawrence Tate is coming back and Clinton Powell is leaving his girl's crib, and he wound up kicking him down the steps?
Right.
So he do that, but he played a Clinton Powell character. But he, you know, he on some other shit. Just bug it out. It's pretty interesting. I'll put it up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, man.
I would talk about this Russian investigation shit, but I don't know too much.
I don't know enough.
I just know niggas getting indicted.
Yeah, and I feel like it still ain't gonna be enough.
Nah, I feel like there's a lot of snitching going on.
right.
In the damn governments now.
Yeah.
Like Trump in that motherfucker, like New Jack City, Nino Brown. This shit bigger
than Donald Trump.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's more people involved. Matt moved to the mic. He sounds like he wants to sound
Matt,
off.
Matt, ready.
Matt, here you go.
I was just ready for any questions. But yeah, there's a speculation that someone was wearing a wire for the last few months in the White House.
I've heard that.
So someone pled guilty yesterday. They announced someone pled guilty yesterday, Papadopoulos.
Yeah.
That they're saying.
For wearing a wire?
Well, he pled guilty back in July, but supposedly part of. People are speculating that he may have worn a wire.
He was a snitch.
He was vigorously cooperating is what wow. they're saying.
With
so.
Who?
Is that, let me ask you this.
Who did he wear the wire for?
I mean,
the feds?
Yeah,
for Mueller. Oh, I didn't know if he was wearing it for Putin. You know, this shit is so fucking convoluted. No, you don't know who's wearing the wire for what.
Because this is like a 30-year-old guy who... They couldn't afford, or who's working for free, couldn't afford lawyer's fees, basically.
Oh.
So his options were, okay, you're going to go down, take the fall for a lot of shit, or you're going to work with us,
wow.
and you're going to wear a wire.
But is that kind of, is it legal to record in the White House and shit like that? That's some convoluted ass shit.
I feel like, I mean, right. And then who's going to prosecute you if the feds got you
the feds,
violating?
The feds.
Right.
Well, let's not forget recorded tapes in the White House. Have brought down White Houses before, so.
But those was the White House tapes, not some outside, you know, coming in with the wire.
Right.
Maybe, I'm not sure what the actual specifics were, but there's good speculation, so it's.
Okay. The speculation report.
Speculation report.
Grab the popcorn.
Right.
No doubt. I mean, I'll wait till it wash out.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I hate to get all invested in there and nothing happened. Everybody go free.
That's why I'm like,
is this over?
Right. Until I see Trump in cuffs, it ain't really going to have me, you know, I'm a little jaded on this one.
Well, it's at least nice to see Manafort in cuffs.
Manafort. Did they do a perp walk?
Yeah, so many motherfuckers.
He surrendered himself. He was Trump's campaign manager back in the summer.
Right, but he didn't see him in cuffs. I know they indicted him, right?
He walked in smiling and shit.
He willingly surrendered himself. Mm.
They went to his crib and, you know what I'm saying, with the SWATs.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, you know, they gave, like on Dave Chappelle, they gave him the opportunity to just turn himself in on his own, you know. So he swaggered into the motherfucking spot like it wasn't shit. Like, yeah, motherfuckers ain't got shit on me.
I'll be all right.
I'm straight. Rich.
Yeah.
Oh, they got plenty of shit on Manafort.
I hope so. We'll see what's what.
Like, this shit bigger than Manafort.
I mean, Manafort's bigger than... has done more shit than just Trump, though. He's one of the causes of the war in Ukraine for a while.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Ain't Melania Trump Ukrainian? Some shit like that?
Russian, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, she might be the mole.
She could be. Who knows? You saw that little moment on Twitter where they thought that they had a double?
Right.
You see the little, for a hot second, it looked like she had a fucking, they was calling her the MF Doom of the of the White House. Ah, oh, shit, man.
She's Slovenian, by the way. She's
Slovenian. What's that? They part of Russia? Pull up the map. Let me see what's happening.
This is the I'm not sure section of the podcast.
Speculation section.
Spinoff.
It's not really. It's more in the Balkans and.
Okay, she cool.
Next to Italy,
no doubt.
You heard that record with Migos, Nicki Minaj, and Cardi B?
Motorsport? I heard of it.
Oh, okay.
Right. Somebody played it on set today, but all I heard was skirt.
That's how you do it with Amigos, right?
Yeah. That's all I heard. I couldn't hear. You know, on the iPhone is like a tweeter box. You know what I'm saying? I need to hear the bass.
Right. It's regular.
It's regular.
I always say it's. I just put it on a joint. I got to hit on some real speakers. But
who you think out of that play?
Mm-hmm.
Who wins in that play?
I guess the listener. is that the most? I don't know who wins in that play because I don't know, like I don't know what who called the play because it sounds like the record was Frankenstein. You know what I mean? It don't sound like everybody might have known that everybody's gonna be on the same record.
Right.
So it's just verses and they feel independent of each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they don't compliment each other, so it don't. It's cool, like. On paper, oh shit, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj on a record. All right, that's cool. Maybe that resolves something, or maybe that
they had
build something. I don't know. I think people try to make it, you know, they try to pit them against each other because Cardi's popping, and not to say that Nicki's not popping, but she's quiet. You know what I'm saying? And so You know, when you, especially amongst the woman rappers, I think motherfuckers is quick to there must be one type shit. You know what I mean?
You know, Cardi is hot right now.
Cardi's hot, but
Nicki was quiet. I mean, you put out a hit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but she got a little verse on that Rake It Up record, that Yo Gotti record that's kind of popping.
I mean, that's been popping for a minute.
Right.
Rake It Up. I like that Yo Gotti album a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, but I hear it's his best work.
It's good work. I mean, I don't know if it's his best work to me.
Okay.
You know, it's like, it feels like Gotti is becoming the system now. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, like for a long time, Gotti just felt like an independent bluesman. You know what I'm saying?
A journeyman, just trying to get heard.
Not even trying, like he getting heard. He like one of them people who just constantly always tour and you just forget is just making a bunch of money and shit. Like a B.B. King ass nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like B.B. King, stay on the road, stay getting money.
Oh, Tech N9ne.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So he felt like that. Now he feel like, you know. He part of the system.
He's Rock Nation. He's
Rock Nation. You know what I'm saying? Even the song, he got the Rake It Up joint, which is you know, that shit bang, Mike Will, you know what I'm saying? But he just feel like he part of the system. Now, it's good music. Now, I fuck with the beats and shit like that. It's like, but then I just got hip to the, you know what I'm saying, the Young Dolph nigga.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I just caught up on that. And y'all don't do me too wrong on the internet. I'm old now.
Go ahead, talk.
You know what I'm saying? So, I just caught up on the Young Dolph scenario, you know, after he got shot up and shit. And
then
Again. So, he put out a video from the hospital, you know what I'm saying? And I feel a little nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Like the energy.
Yeah, I like the little upstart energy. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like how he just coming straight for it.
Right.
And then you could tell Gotti got more to lose in the scenario. Yeah. So he kind of, you know what I'm saying? He addressing that shit, but he addressing it like, you know what I'm saying?
He don't want to address it.
Right. He addressing that shit like, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z addressed the fictional beef in like Streets Is Watching. You shoot me, you know what I'm saying, you famous, I shoot you, I'm brainless.
Right.
What's the nigga to do? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't no real, you know what I'm saying, adversary in that record.
Right.
So when you hear Gotti talking like that, you know it's a real adversary.
Right.
So you feel like he kind of stepping light on the scenario.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Probably was, you know, shot the nigga up last week, but you know.
Can't let that be known.
Didn't finish the job. Now he still got that shit out there.
This nigga's a nuisance. Because that's what it feels like. It feels like, to your point, this motherfucker been on some B.B. King shit all these years.
Right.
You know, finally, you know, established on a national level, like now getting that all that, you know, a broad audience.
Mm-hmm.
He's a premier artist from Memphis. You know what I mean? Probably the biggest from Memphis since 3-6.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, outside of Timberlake or some shit like, but Timberlake. You know. Justin Timberlake. I don't know why I included him in this motherfucking conversation.
Get
that nigga out of here anyway, because I don't fuck with him anyway. But he's like the biggest rapper since 3-6 from Memphis, and it's been a hard fought situation. Meanwhile, your man Dolph is just antagonizing him
and shit,
and is like relentlessly, nigga. Right. All of these shots. Come back spitting from a hospital bed, nigga. Come on.
Yeah.
And then when I got a new album. I go to the radio station to talk about my new album. I got to talk about this motherfucker that I really don't even want to. You know
what I'm saying? And it was slick because then I, you know, went to his album.
But I like Dolph's flow. I like his voice too.
I read an article on the nigga, and then, you know what I'm saying, they talk about his album and on the 100 Shots album, the last one,
right?
Where if you know what I'm saying, all of the titles,
I Ain't Dead Yet, and
all the titles make one long sentence and shit. You know what I'm saying? 100 Shots, I Ain't Dead Yet. Da, da, da. It was like
hilarious.
It Shake My Head is the last one of shit, some shit like that. So you know. I'm not vested in the beef.
It's good drama.
So it's like it's entertaining to kind of catch up, but I know that it's real shit. You know what I'm saying? And real people actually get affected when shit like that's happening.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's real people got to move in new ways when they coming through Memphis because they know both sides. And you know what I'm saying? It's just like this shit in Inglewood. It's politics to it.
Right.
Real politics that I don't have no idea. No. Like, them shits will just pass you. Like, you just be sitting, you'll be sitting there and dude got the strap on you, so oblivious
right.
that he just give up. Like, this motherfucker.
He don't even understand.
You know, I could have killed him.
This
right now.
Motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
So, shake my head. Like,
shake
dog.
My head. So I caught up on that, man. I'm fucking with.
What you fucking with?
Know who I'm fucking with, dog? I listened to the shit 3 times. I listened to the Gotti shit about 3 times too,
mm-hmm.
but Rhapsody.
Oh yeah, Layla's Wisdom.
Yeah,
yeah. We ain't talk about that up here. That shit hard.
I was like, okay,
that shit hard.
She ain't playing.
No, she's spitting. What I like, and I gotta get back to it. But what one thing that stood out the first time I listened to it, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and y'all can too in the comments. But I felt like this was the first time I heard. Female rapper, I mean, outside of 4-Door Pink Adventure, like make a real car record, like where you talking about your whip, like down to the rims and all right. that, like, you know what I mean? Like Nicki did a record where she was kind of just stunting, like it was a right. Lambo.
Right.
But when you listen to the record, I forget it's new rims, like woo or whatever.
I don't know all the
it
reminds
me, but like she, it's like a car record. Right. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I've ever heard like a female rapper just do a dead ass car record.
Like her texture, what she does differently than other female rappers, like listening to female rappers. I don't know if that's politically.
I mean,
say female.
I don't. We don't think we're supposed to say. I think we like, say female rappers.
Okay, female can't
say
rappers.
She
okay.
a female. You can't say that because that's a designation. Yeah, I think you know. Yeah,
I don't want to get caught up. But,
yeah, you know.
But usually when I listen to the rappers that are women,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying. You get to a point where the texture is very feminine,
right.
or you know what I'm saying, the voice of it is very, you know what I'm saying, feminine.
Right.
Like she was able to, and Lauren did a good job at this too.
Right.
Was able to talk from a feminine perspective, from a woman's perspective, but keep the texture somewhere in the middle where it don't feel like you fail one way or the other.
Right.
And without trying to be overly hard,
right.
you know what I'm saying, without going too soft.
Right.
She just did it in a way that sounded real.
Right.
And Lauren, like I said, Lauren's first album
right.
felt that way. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's the voice and the beats.
The voice and the beats.
And the lisp. Is it reminiscent of G Rap?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? I guess, you know what I'm saying? I guess she gave it balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And without having a big boy.
Wow. Was that a callback?
That was a callback. That's what they call it in comedy.
Yeah, they call it a
callback. You
call
know what back. I'm saying? I like that kind of shit. I mean, I'm paying attention.
I thought we about to end on that one. Like, ta-da! Oh shit. I was like, oh, this motherfucker, that was a round trip.
Ta-da. Like,
yeah.
Hercules. Thought,
yeah,
Hercules.
No, mic drop.
Nah,
all right, tune in next week.
Nah, that wasn't a mic drop. That was just
shit.
You know what I'm saying? Let him wake him up. You know what
I could dig it. I could dig it. Shit. What else is going on, man? I'm not really trying to hit too much. Hit y'all with too much more of the struggle voice. People
man,
listening
they,
and clear their throat.
You the voice of their choice, man.
Let's talk about they it. Hear. What else? What they else? Hear. What else can we talk about?
We can talk about anything, man. Anything.
I'm trying to think. What? Listen. What the fuck is going on? I'm trying to think what I've been.
You been
watching anything good?
I haven't started Stranger Things just yet.
See, I'm not. I'm totally out the loop on that. I see it. I get it. I see the excitement. I don't take no parts in it. I tried to watch. I think I told you before. I tried to watch it. Just didn't do it for me.
Right.
So I'm missing that wave. I've been trying to watch The Deuce. See The Deuce on HBO's.
Oh, about 42nd Street.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not right.
It. It's not bad. It's like it feels like it's so many different storylines they're trying to put together that it's not paying off as much as I would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really been keeping up with Curb like I would like to.
We got a new Curb.
Yeah, new season
I'm
of Curb.
I'm waiting on that new Black Mirror.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else I'm waiting on.
I want to see the Sha, the Lena Waithe project for Showtime. Did you see
that?
Not
right.
Yeah, they put a trailer out a couple weeks ago. Shit looks official. I'll sell it to you afterward.
Okay.
I think, you know, and especially
put me up on that. Yeah,
fresh off the Emmy, you know, I think people going to be paying attention.
Hey, nigga, I told y'all when I watched that shit, I stopped watching the rest of the series after that episode of Master None.
Yeah,
I actually started back. I'm not sure if I finished. That's how disconnected I am.
I think that's the, I mean, it's such a standout episode, too. It's a whole different vibe. It's, I think it's the best episode of the season. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, man, shit. We ain't got to force it, man.
Well, shit, man. You know, it's always a pleasure to chop it up with the people, though.
No, you know. The people know what it is, man.
You know.
Hey, they going to be here with us next week.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? They came out with us today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And shit.
Well, let the people know where you're going to be at then.
Man, I'm going to be in Brooklyn right now, man. I'm venturing out on a big project. I'm going to let y'all know about it. It's not a big project. It's my project.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it's big to me. And you know what I'm saying? It's a very intense exercise in commitment and consistency and dropping new shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I got that coming up. I'll be able to speak more to it next week. You know what I'm saying? And y'all could check me at on the gram at Mr. Muhammad and on the snap at Thorough TV. Holla at your boy, you know what I'm saying? I'm here.
Are you heavy on the snap still?
I'm heavy. I'm heavy with the not checking in, but then checking in and then dropping back off. I'm okay. Heavy in that.
Okay. Consistency.
But I do. If you hit me on that, I do hit you back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I check in on that. I can't be posting to every platform all the goddamn time, every day.
Real quick, in closing, rank your platforms. If you had to rank the platforms, what would you do?
Right now, Gram, Facebook, then the Snap. But my main
platform Twitter on the bottom.
Hey, I check in on Twitter. I answer on Twitter.
Right.
But I haven't been able to, like, I'm going to tell my little Twitter shit, right?
Oh, shit.
I probably already told it, but I was heavy on Twitter. Like, if you look at my tweets, I probably still got 10,000. I got like 10,000 tweets, really? Or something like that. Like some crazy number of tweets or some shit. But I haven't tweeted in real life in about 3 years.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But
what happened? What you think changed?
I discovered the algorithm and realized that I was in the fucked up part of the matrix.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
11.9K tweets.
You know what I'm saying? It's 11,000 tweets or some shit, and I ain't tweeted in about 3 years.
Wow.
But
you was putting in work.
I used to be on it. You know what I'm saying? Early adopter with the shit. Uh-huh. But I found at a certain point when I started really gaining momentum, they started fucking with my shit and shutting my shit down a little bit. And I only knew that because I would be on the timeline. I'd put some shit out there and shit. Then it'd be like crickets. Like, damn, nobody hit me back on that shit. Mm. And then I see people on the timeline. Then I see my name.
Mm.
And I'm like, damn, that motherfucker responded to it. But I ain't getting no notification.
They added you too?
Yeah, they added me. I see at Mr. Muhammad. Then it shit don't come up in my in my notifications. I'm like, man.
Oh, it don't even come up in your notifications?
Nah, it'd be like, then I go to their page and make sure that it's real.
Right.
And then it's there. And I'm like, oh, man, these motherfuckers ain't playing fair. But it stopped being fun. Because now you're thinking, is these motherfuckers, what the fuck is going on? You
it's
fucking
rigged?
With me?
Is it profiling?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you doing? You got me in the digital ghetto?
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? So it stopped being fun. So I stopped fucking with it, man.
Damn.
I felt like they was trying to stop my movement. And I shouldn't have stopped. I should have went harder and not gave a fuck. Right. And that's probably I probably would be winning.
Right. You right winning.
Now. You know what I'm saying? But so, I let that shit stop my flow.
So IG, FB, SB, then the T.
What's the T?
It's Twitters. Yeah. The Twitter side.
No doubt.
I think if I had to go by what I do, it would be Twitter, IG, Snapchat. No, Facebook.
You do Twitter?
And then, like, I'm in and out. I'm horrible on all of the platforms. I'm horrible. I didn't put no photos up from my party.
I got a video that I'm going to put
up. Yeah, you got to show me some of that shit, man. But, you know, I don't know, man. It just starts to feel like work sometimes. It starts to feel like if you don't get on social media, it's like you didn't take attendance for the day.
No doubt. Roll call, baby.
Right. You know, and then sometimes I just don't be wanting to say shit just to be saying shit. But there's certain people that I like on Twitter. I go to Twitter mostly. I get my news from Twitter for whatever reason. The links, a lot of people got like Facebook for their news and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm about to rediscover Facebook again because I kind of like dismissed it a bit.
Right.
And I think it's a lot of shit popping over. A lot of people that I respect, they say, yo, Facebook is the spot.
You know, Facebook go in and out of popularity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, the kids, like, I got a teenager. So
right.
It's kind of like, you know, some weeks, it's like, nah, we ain't, that's for old folks.
Right.
Then the next week, like, yeah, I see, I'm catching you on the motherfucking Instagram. I'm about to have more followers than you talking to my son. He's like, yeah, we don't do that no more. We over on Facebook. Like,
get out of here. You're going to switch in the goal line, son. Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think, you know, with what I'm doing with the platform that I'm trying to work on and launch, Facebook is going to be very important because of what they're trying to do in video.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? With the watch platform and and all that.
That's what's up.
You hip to the watch?
No.
Yeah, they got a whole section where it's just all video.
And it's just called Watch?
Yeah, it's on the side. If you go on your little shit, it's a little shit that say Watch.
You know about that, Matt? Yeah, see?
It's like some original shows on the, like LeVar Ball and the Ball. They got a reality show over there.
Oh, doesn't Marshawn Lynch got one on there, right?
I haven't seen it.
I think my homeboy, shout out to Cass, I think he produced the Marshawn Lynch show that's on Facebook.
Right.
I hear good things about it.
Yeah, so they got all their original programming over there. I probably won't be on there up front, but you know what I'm saying, by next year this time, y'all see me. I'll be highlighting some motherfucking way. Y'all be hearing about my motherfucking channel.
I could dig it. I'm about to watch.
You know what I'm saying?
No pun intended.
Word.
In the comments, why don't y'all do us a favor? Rank your social media platforms. You know what I mean? Just so we know how y'all communicating this shit.
Where you gonna be?
Well, where I'm gonna be is this Friday. I'm gonna be at Caroline's on Broadway, 10 p.m. show. Y'all need to fuck with that. Beyond that, I'm in the city. I'm around. I'm doing spots. Next week, I'm going to be back over there doing Comedy Knockout. So I won't be in the conversation this next Tuesday. But the Tuesday after that, I'm back and we all in.
Okay.
You know, but I just want to let, you know, full disclosure.
You know what I'm saying? Guessed.
Yeah. But I mean, shit. You rocking. This shit is good. That's it. I mean, shit. Until then. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.